You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Murray, out of the pocket. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Murray heaves it downfield.
Well, I miss the. They just showed Diop on ESPN, was a post game interview. I miss his crazy hair. I really do.
You have. Well, it's turned into a full fledged, like, he's got dread, like, no, real for real
got
dreads.
Like snakes. He's like,
do you have.
Who's the snake woman?
Medusa?
Medusa. Looks kind of a little bit like that, a little bit.
Medusa, huh?
Don't you think?
That's a strong. That's a little strong.
That's not strong.
I don't see Medusa when I look at him.
I kind of do a little bit.
I go,
bit.
Man, I used to watch that guy every
Sunday. Yeah, I'll kind of miss his hair, like, a lot. I miss everything about him. I miss his smell.
Oof.
I miss the way he walks.
You miss his baby mama drama that split this team apart?
I miss the parties at his house.
When he's not even there.
Right.
The house he's renting or something.
With all the neighbors complaining to the cops.
Yeah, when...
Oh, I know a guy who was frequented D-Hop when he was here. He had parties. He said, they were pretty good.
Didn't we hear a story?
D-Hop's parties are pretty good.
Didn't someone call in and say D-Hop opened his house to someone who didn't have a place to live?
No. Yeah. There was a,
Was it a homeless
Some
man
Some homeless
even?
Person,
he
yeah.
Had a, he had an apartment that he gave to the homeless guy.
Yeah.
He gave the apartment to the homeless guy. Yeah. So... D-Hop's got apartments, he's
catching
got houses.
Touchdown passes.
He's good. That's all he does.
Giving people places to live. Man, yeah. what a terror here in Houston because he didn't practice a couple times.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. This is the worst. Our teams are the worst. Now, okay. All right. Let's get Larry in here. He's on the west side. You want to talk Indy? Well, let's talk Indy 500. What do you say? Or call, Indy car or something. What do you say, Larry?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I'm a big IndyCar fan. I've been following it.
Me too.
Since I was a kid. And I'm a big fan. Team Andretti guy. Alexander Rossi's my guy. Outside of the Indy 500, like, nobody really knows about the series, it seems, even after all these years. And I was just wondering, now that Roger Penske owns the track and owns the series, what do you guys think they need to do to better promote the series so it's up there with, like, NASCAR and F1 and all that stuff? And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. They need to get
as an Indy guy, John. What are your thoughts?
Just said you're a fan.
Yeah, my thoughts are, maybe get a more interesting sport.
Wait, but that's the sport. You can't change the sport.
It is kind of my
sport.
Sport. If you okay, here's what you should do.
You hear what golf guy instead, just told IndyCar
yeah,
guy?
Instead of racing around the track, get a football and 100 yards. You need 120. 120 yards
and 53 yards
in the field, and then you get players to run around and
play. That's exciting because I watched a 100-yard field. It's actually a 120-yard field with lines yesterday. It wasn't exciting to me. I watched a game yesterday. Would you like to know what game it was?
Yeah, I know which game it was.
Oh, okay.
It was the Houston game. So in that case, you keep the round track thing,
and you keep the cars.
You
on
keep the cars on it
while the guy's playing football.
Yes, but if it's any,
you make it the infield.
Well, how about the guys? Yeah, the players have to avoid the cars.
You have a football game in the middle, and you have the guy racing around the track. And if there's a crash, the players have to avoid it. Like in Madden 94 when the ambulance would drive on the field. I was thinking we should have a Legends division in IndyCar. You can have Al Unser Jr. against
Mario Andretti.
Mario, is he still alive?
No one knows.
I don't know that. And they should race, have older people driving at 200 miles an hour and see how that goes.
And Dusty Baker Romeo Crennel could be their coaches.
They
could be the coaches.
They don't have coaches in
IndyCar. If it's old people, we got to include our guys.
They don't have coaches in IndyCar. Michael Andretti
versus... Yes, they have coaches.
Does anyone want to call in and answer the question for that guy? 713-780-3776.
I think we found it. We have football on the... Remember when Tennessee and Virginia Tech played a game at a raceway? Just have the game and then racing around the game.
Right. They had like 180 million people there.
Yeah, it was a Tennessee-Virginia Tech game.
Yeah.
You have race cars going around as they play football.
Yeah.
That's how you make the game.
Eric in League City wants to talk about Korean baseball. Let's go. What up, Eric?
Hey, Lance. We're down to the final two. I got my Doosan Bears. Can we break down the finals of the KBO?
Who are they playing?
The Dinos and the Bears.
Oh man, you beat my Wiz?
Doosan beat the Wiz.
I got
Wiz.
The Dinos. I'm pretty sure.
You always say you have the best team.
I'm pretty sure I do.
You had Wuhan.
Not the Wuhan. I didn't have the Wuhan flus.
No. Doosan versus NC Dinos. Yeah. I got to see who. Remember, we got money on this. I've been holding on to it.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's your team, Eric?
Did everybody Venmo you?
Yeah, everybody did.
Eyelids for Kids?
Yeah, it was different, but okay. Yeah.
All right.
But yes, they did, which Eyelids for Kids, by the way, put a lot of money in Moderna, so they're doing well.
Eric, you got the Bears in the pool?
Yes, yeah. Way back when we were trying to pick
Let me see who
I was the guy that picked the Bears.
Oh, down to two. Right?
Let me see who has – I'll see who has the NC Dinos. This is what we did.
Probably me.
It's definitely not you. You had Wuhan or whatever.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure that's what I wanted.
So the KBO, whatever they call their championship series, starts tomorrow, 3:30 here, our time, a.m.
Is that the same as IndyCar?
No, it's a different thing to get all together. One is baseball, the other is racing. Doosan versus NC, game one, 3:30 Central, a.m.
3:30 a.m.?
Tyler does. Tyler has NC Dinos, Tyler Scott.
So Tyler versus Eric.
Eric. Ooh, it's a battle. Did you see Tyler's fluffy mustache?
Right. Eric Keener. This is Eric Keener. He's got a bear and a baseball.
What about that?
So, Eric, Lance, who do you have? Tyler. Who do you have in the series, Lance? The pitching matchups?
Yeah.
Well,
why don't you break it down?
Are we up against it?
No. We got plenty of time.
I mean, it's going to take about 5 minutes.
That's fine. Right, we'll go to break.
We break at 12.
9:13 is fine.
We're supposed to stay on the clock.
Break it down,
Lance. Here's the deal.
I think pitching is going to win this thing.
Doosan has not. Their pitching has done well as of late.
Right.
From a bat standpoint, they're not great. I kind of like the Dinos. Dinos have Weehee Shoe, which is he's one of the guys who's considered. You don't need to Google anything, Dell.
I'm not Googling. Okay. I was putting someone on hold.
He's doing this off the top of his head.
Yeah, you don't need to double check me on this. Weehee Shoe is a real guy who is an MVP candidate for Cy Young.
He doesn't make that noise.
He kind of does.
He's not Japanese.
One of my favorite guys for the NC Dinos is, there's so many. I would say Kuchang Mo.
Wait, what do you mean?
Kuchang Mo, Na-Sung Bum.
Not some bum?
Na-Sung Bum.
Not some. Wee Too Low?
Is that?
This is a real name.
Holy Fook?
Is that the passengers on that plane?
Kang Jing-soon.
The pilot.
Kang Jing-soon
is the catcher. He's a great pitch
not
framer.
Not some bum?
Kang Jing-soon is a great pitch framer.
Okay. And
that's a guy to keep an eye on.
He is a guy to keep an eye on.
Mo Chang-min, the third base. You know, Choi Sung-young, and I'm talking about NC right now. Choi Sung-young is...
What is it?
I don't know what he's saying. I don't know these names. He could be making them up.
Whoa, John Hughes movie.
Yeah, watch yourself over there. I just tried to go past
Choi Sung-young is the pitcher who I think, from a lefty standpoint, when you want to go lefty, lefty-lefty
you got
matchups,
a choice of young or not, a choice of young or choice of old, Dell, where are you going to go?
I don't want to buy into what you're doing right now.
Do you want to do this with him?
No, I don't at all.
Now there's Chris Flexen used to be at the Mets. He's who Doosan is going to have to rely heavily on him and Raul Alcantara. Alcantara, who you remember him as well, was a major leaguer, and they've got a little bit of a major league connection with those guys.
Be kind of with Raul.
Now Jose Miguel Fernandez, another one, the first baseman, and this is why they're I think in the finals because of their former major leaguers, and of course Lee Young Ha, who is the right-hander, has got a nasty slider.
Is he related to Ha Ha Clinton Dix?
No.
Part different.
No?
Was Raul born in Osaka or Tokyo?
He's not. He's one of the U.S. allowances. And
he's from the Dominican.
Choi Won Jun, the pitcher, for my dollars, when I sit and really look at him and look at what he's done this year, he's 10-2. With a 380 and a whip
of
137.
What are you looking at, John? He just wants to say something right now.
When I take a look at all the things and all the rosters of what
Cho Sung-young, it's not a male golfer.
Listen,
he's a baseball
player.
This Not some bum is okay, but have you seen Hold My Wing?
Listen, are people saying this?
Yes.
This is not funny. This is the KBO championship. Chris Flexen, Alcantara, you know, you guys aren't going to be laughing when they get into their bullpen, and that's going to be the problem. Doosan's bullpen is not good. Doosan's bullpen is not good.
No.
They're like the Astros?
Now, from a hitting standpoint, Jose Miguel Fernandez has 21 home runs, and this is like I told you guys. This is the guy, to me, along with that are going to be,
They're using South Americans. This doesn't seem like
you're allowed to.
I didn't even mention the 30 Asian home runs.
Raul doesn't sound like he's very Asian to me.
I didn't even mention 30 home runs and 113. I didn't even get to him yet. 30 home runs and 113 RBIs for Kim Jae Hwan. So, yeah.
Kim Jae Hwan?
So who do you have winning the series?
He's also another South American player?
Hwan.
Oh.
Who do you have winning the series?
I've got Doosan. I think they got too many bats. I think it's going to be a good matchup. But I'm going to go Doosan minus 140 in the series. Yeah, I'm going to take Doosan. It's really going to be a battle of, who's able to score. To me, I think it's a battle of the bullpens. I think it's going to be who can bang the most home runs and who can bunt the best.
Well, I like the bangers.
Because, there's a lot of bunting.
No. 912 ESPN 97. You got it in. And you got it in. And we hit our break, too.
What a blessing.
How about that? So you got to talk right now about some testosterone.
Let me tell you about Medsteak Clinic. Get that in. Do not run late on your trip to Medsteak Clinic, because you can actually drop in there. They can get you taken care of, have your results within minutes after you get tested for your testosterone level. And if it's low, they can start to work with you on getting your testosterone level where it needs to be. Now, there is too high and there is too low and there is just right. Okay, it's just like Goldilocks, only when you get it just right, you are going to feel optimal levels of energy. You'll get optimal levels of lean muscle mass where you start to convert some of the belly fat. Boy, if you work out a little bit with it, all that is a multiplier where the benefits are that much greater. And then you are going to also see an overall general improvement in your mood and in your libido as well, if that's a concern. Having your testosterone right is what really gives you your edge when you're in your 20s and your 30s and even in your 40s. And for some men, it happens in their 50s, sometime in their 60s, sometime in their 40s. But once it happens, you need to right the ship and get back to being the real you. And that's what Medsteak Clinic can do for you. 5 locations in the Houston area that make it so easy for you to find out if your levels are low and so easy for you to treat it. They even work with your insurance companies directly. MedsteakClinic.com, MedsteakClinic.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 916 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number to call for this national show. We ain't talking about Texans. I mean, I know they have to over there, otherwise you get fired. If you don't talk about the Texans 99% of the time, you get fired over there. We don't give a rat's ass about them. I mean, this is just a It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the city right now. It really, really is.
And what's embarrassing is not as much the product on the field as how it's being run.
No, that's it.
That's even that's more the embarrassing painful. Part.
No,
that's more
the,
painful.
No. Cal needs to sell this team.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about Jack Easterby, but we spent a lot of time talking about Bill O'Brien. But the bottom line is, when it's all said and done, it really goes to the very top.
Well, it's him being him, this snake oil salesman being able to weasel his way into this organization and having such a huge, huge part of it, and being so important and decision maker. Is alarming, if you want to know the truth. It is alarming.
Alarming is a good word for it.
And until Cal, if Cal doesn't realize this, if he's being taken in by, I mean, you want to talk about that. How can anyone in this city have any confidence in anything that Cal does when he's being taken in like this? When he's being manipulated the way he's being manipulated? And he has been manipulated through Bill O'Brien and now Jack Easterby as well. Both of them being able to do what they did and destroy the organization. Destroy the organization. And no one is there telling Cal, what are you doing, dude? Nobody can step up and say, this is ridiculous. Do you realize how this looks? Honestly, this is the worst organization in the NFL right now. The worst organization in the NFL. I think the Jets are in a better spot than the Texans are.
I can't say the Jets are a good organization. They don't have good ownership.
No, but
they got a bad head coach. But you can't make a determination on Joe Douglas.
They
it's
have
way too
not
early.
Though dug themselves a hole that they can't climb.
Well, they
out
dug
of.
Themselves a hole that's so bad that it's going to get them the first pick. The Texans have dug a hole that you can't get. You're right.
You can't get out of it until.
And it's going to take some really shrewd moves to get you out of this hole. That's the problem. You're going to lose a whole draft this year. It looks like last year's draft sucked. This past year's draft doesn't look good up to this point. You potentially could lose another draft this year, really, in essence. You can't afford to do that. And the draft before that was Lonnie Johnson, Titus Howard, Kahale Waring, Max Sharping, who made it back on the field. Like, that could end up being a minus draft. You can't have three bad drafts in a row. You can't have this many bad free agency moves. You cannot do this, because the hole that it gets dug for you is multiplied by bad ownership. The Jets are a bad organization, but at least they could just stumble into a no-brainer with Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to stumble into that. They got Mekhi Becton.
And they'll
pickup.
Get something for Darnold.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They have a tradable piece.
Yeah. No. And now you make some good decisions at wide receiver and defense. I'm telling you, the Jets are in a much better situation than the Texans are in. Much
Do you
better.
Want to talk about a national story that's going to be front and center?
What is it?
Did you see what the USA Today just reported about LSU football?
Uh-uh.
At least 9 players were accused of some form of sexual assault since Ogeron took over and LSU mishandled the complaints.
Ooh. Nice. Ooh.
Wasn't there that with
Baylor?
No. They had that at LSU. What was that story? Didn't they have something with Wasn't there something,
there was something
with
else.
That?
Yes, there was.
There was something else,
but it wasn't
right?
9 guys. It wasn't yeah. 9.
No, but there was a player that they mishandled it before. Yeah, I bet this is
well,
on the heels
of
that.
One of the 9. And apparently Grant Delpit's name is mentioned as filming a woman during a sexual encounter without her knowledge and then showing it to everyone.
Mm.
And that is maybe the most tame of the allegations. So,
yikes.
So, as if it hasn't been, it was already an awful year for them.
Oh, 3 writers are in on this one,
yeah,
too.
This
they
had
3 different writers.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yes. Coach O ain't weaseling his way out of this one, I don't think.
No, they got players' names and looks
that's
like
bad.
Corroboration. It's yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's really, really horrible.
Drake Davis, do you know him?
Yeah, well, he's transferred, I think, to another school already.
Was physically abusing his girlfriend, a different LSU women's tennis player, but they sat on the information for months while Davis continued to assault and strangle her. In another case, the school determined that a fraternity member had sexually assaulted two women, but it refused to move him out of classes he shared with one of them and altogether ignored an allegation against him by a third female student. So that's not a player?
This is, that's bad.
Darius Geis, I think.
Darius Geis was twice accused of rape.
Darius Geis was the story. Remember, that's the one that we had heard about.
And once, well, and remember they cut him. And that's when he cut him.
Washington cut him right away. That's what it was, yep.
Let's get Josh in here. He's been waiting a while. He wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. So my question was, you know, I know you guys have been on the NFL lately, but with the kind of COVID-19 IR, I found it really interesting the way they've implemented it without your typical IR. Do you think post-COVID that they're going to keep some sort of form of this, or do you think it'll just go back to the typical IR? Thanks. I'll listen.
I think it'll go back. That's actually a really good question. I think I wouldn't shock me. Okay, so to keep – I think the IR is now going to – I think they will – they've already made a change. It used to be IR, you were done. Then IR, designated return. I think there will be more IRs designated to return because of what it does, it frees up your – it just frees up a roster spot. It should be that way. It's like the disabled list.
Yeah. But guys were stashing guys. That's the problem with it. And that's why they changed it.
I think you tighten it up.
Yeah, but again.
Oh, that the big IR stuff. Well, here's what I think.
Well, no, back in the day, you just say he's hurt and he can't play. And now your roster went from 53 to 63 because that's what the Redskins used to do. They used to stash guys. Oh, he's hurt. And you stash him there and he gets a redshirt year or whatever. Or he comes back whenever he's just hurt. Sorry.
Well, that's what you do. You leave two spots open, designated return, and any other IRs are done for the year. You could do something like that. What I'm interested in seeing is if they'll maybe continue to say, okay, you know what? I know practice squad is supposed to be for players who are younger, this, that, and the other, but maybe they need to have one or two veterans. Maybe because this year they said you can have veterans on there. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing to have a veteran designation of one or two players who can be on a practice squad. I'm sure veteran players would like that, the ability to at least keep a foot in the door of the NFL, because they're doing that this year. In the past, there's a certain amount of time that if you had played, you couldn't be on a team's practice squad. But this year they said all bets are off. You can have veterans on practice squads.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe they'll change that permanently, where one or two guys can be veterans that are on practice.
They're gonna they might adopt a lot of stuff that they've implemented here. I think baseball is. Pretty sure now, is baseball going to just go to the universal DH? We'll see. The extra inning thing didn't take, but the universal DH might take in the National League. We'll find out. But there's a lot of good stuff that has come of the. Well, not a lot of good stuff that's come of COVID, but. Rules that have changed that maybe they'll keep. We'll see. Let's get Kerry in here. Hey, Kerry.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I got a question. So, Lance, you were talking earlier about the demands of a GM for a National Football League team. I'm assuming that a GM, a competent GM, spends what, 50, 60, 70 hours a week in his job? That's fair.
Yes, very much so.
And a head coach, same, is that fair?
Yes, they spend at least, okay. I would say at least 70 hours.
Okay, so at least 70. And what in the blue hell are the Texans thinking when they put Bill O'Brien in charge of both jobs? Let's just put his personality aside. That's an impossible, he's got to sleep, and he's got to eat, he's got to see his kids. So, how can you competently perform both jobs? And what pisses me off now is this really pisses me off. Now, after he destroyed the team because he couldn't do both jobs, which I don't really blame him. That sounds like an impossible task to me. But now he gets to spend the next, 2 years, 3 years, whatever his contract is, collecting millions of dollars. And it's not my money, but what really pisses me off is not that. What pisses me off is he should be on the sidelines under the scrutiny of the Houston fans, because he deserves that limelight, in my view.
Yeah, here's the thing. Oh, yeah, for sure. And so here's the thing. you are exactly right. You can't legitimately do a GM's job. The only way you could do that is if Bill O'Brien said he was GM entitled, but you really have an assistant GM that's doing a lot of the heavy lifting, and then you just make final call on some of the GM stuff. You can't, and you know who his right-hand man was? Jack Easterby, who has no business being in an assistant GM role. And they did it without a salary cap guy. They made moves without salary cap guy, who they got rid of. And guess what? Salary cap guy, that's his own job. That's a hard job. Salary cap guy needs to be his own job, a job that is part analytics and part value structure. You've got to have experience in the league. Jack Easterby did the Deshaun deal. Bill O'Brien did the Laremy Tunsil deal. Bill O'Brien got game by Laremy, who was hanging, who told his friends not to answer the phone when Bill called and all that stuff just to make him nervous. And then they gave in and gave him such a bad deal that the best tackle in football couldn't even get close to that deal, Ronnie Stanley. And their agents didn't even try because they knew that the Ravens were not going to play that game. They knew the Ravens said this isn't the price for tackles. So y'all can forget it. I had two NFL people tell me to give Deshaun Watson a 3-year deal for that amount of money, and now you lose control over him, you have no leverage, is criminal. Deshaun had to sign a 5-year deal. You cannot give him that money without making him sign a 5-year deal. This isn't Kirk Cousins. This is Deshaun Watson. You know what you have. You make him sign a long-term deal, and he is going to be part of your build. A 3-year deal, all that does is allows him maximum amount of money and be able to circumvent your ability to franchise him. So it was, and Jack did that deal. So, and I'm not saying anything that the Texans already said Bill O'Brien did that deal and Jack did this deal. I'm not telling y'all secrets. Mm-hmm. This is out there. You can't not have a cap guy. Jack's plan is to be the cap guy. You can't not have a cap guy. You can't have one head coach, even personality aside, doing a head coach's job and a GM's job. That's too much work. And he hasn't even studied up to be a GM. And who does he have as his right-hand guy? It'd be one thing if he had somebody who was a long-term, you know, who'd been a long-time personnel guy doing it. His guy was Jack Easterby, another guy who had never done it. It's criminal that Cal is the one who let this go. Cal let this go.
No, Cal did.
Did Bob McNair let that go? No, that wasn't the structure under Bob McNair. Everything changed after Bob McNair died, and that just meant that Bill O'Brien knew he could push around Cal. That's all that meant. And Jack Easterby did too. They pushed around the owner.
All right, 929 ESPN 97.5.
All of you should be furious. I mean, I'm just telling you. All of you should be furious about this. I think now, unfortunately for the Texans, you're just disinterested. What Jamie Reed sat there and told you, it doesn't matter how we win, if we win or lose. Still have season tickets. I mean, he told you. Yeah. He told us that Friday. Even when the product's not good, people come out to
they
the
do.
Texans.
They
love or they buy the tickets at least.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. And this year, not so much. But in years to come, we'll see. When the vaccine hits on April, right? Vaccine's going to be everywhere in April?
Vaccine will be everywhere even before then, but for sure, everyone should be able to get it by April.
By April.
It'll start being disseminated in December to high-risk people, then in January, February. I'm hoping radio hosts get it by January because did we work throughout the pandemic?
Yeah.
Were we considered essential?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're essential.
Yeah.
I
would say Dell's essential based on the way I ran the board whenever we had that flood.
Well, I don't think so. I think it was perfect radio the way when you were running it, you and Cap and Ron.
I mean, we can always play it back.
Yeah.
And determine if it was perfect or not.
I don't think we should play it back.
Okay.
9:30 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It's where you play, you win, and you get paid. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They got all the lines on everything you could possibly want. This is the time to get in if you haven't. If you're watching these games and you're going, man, I really like that team before it started, yes. And, well, then you can go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Your initial deposit, they will double it. No other bookie does this, so you got that. And here's the deal is when you win, you get paid. That is the key to any bookie. You want to make sure that you get paid when you win, right? And it does, and they do. And it doesn't take forever to get this job done. What it is it's awesome. It really, really is awesome. Earlier in the week, I had the Texans. I had the Browns -3. Guess what? Push, get my money back. You know why? Because mybookie.ag, promo code radio, you will find the best lines. You'll find the most lines. You'll find everything that you want to bet on. Even if you're not a football fan, it could be anything. So go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Double your initial deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
Virgil got a This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 933 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here. Obviously, the Texans, I don't even want to talk about that anymore. Right now, off the top of your head, best teams in the NBA Western Conference?
Warriors 1.
No, Lakers. Which they just traded for Schroeder, too.
Yeah, Schroeder. Still,
you like
I don't
that?
Know. They're about to have an early pick. Klay's back, Steph's back, Draymond, and an early round pick.
Yeah, I still got the Lakers.
I'm gonna go Warriors, Lakers. I want to see you beat the King first. I mean, obviously, those are the top two, and the Clippers. Man, the West is no fun. I think the Mavy Mavs are going to be up there in the top 4 or 5.
What about Denver?
Yeah, you got to put Utah and Denver. They do the same things every year. The team that's going to fall is Houston.
Denver
obviously.
Could take a big step with Jamal Murray taking a huge step.
Denver could. Yeah, Denver could. And Jokic is such a good player. But Denver, to me, Denver, the Lakers, I mean, not Lakers, Denver and Dallas are the two teams that if this is going to be one of those is going to take over the Rockets.
Point being, even with if the Rockets come back where they are right now,
they're 7-8 in that neighborhood.
I think they're 6-ish.
You think?
Yeah, they're better than Utah.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to see a friendly. I think Westbrook and James would devolve into some issues in year two.
Well, he always does.
Yeah, it always does.
It always does.
I think it would hurt.
What are the odds that James and Russ are both back?
I think the Pellies are a team to watch. Pelicans this year can move up.
You have a fully healthy Portland.
Yep.
I'm telling you, it is no longer healthy.
Yeah. Hey, and Oklahoma City almost beat you.
Well, Oklahoma City looks like they're going to break that thing apart.
Well, guess what? What if Chris Paul goes to Phoenix?
Phoenix yeah, then, better,
then,
yeah,
as good as then, Phoenix played
then
at the
Phoenix
end.
Phoenix is all of a sudden a problem, unless Booker's part of that deal. But Booker's asking to get out of there.
Not if they bring in Chris Paul.
But Booker's asking to get out of there.
Yeah, that was rumor over the last couple of days that he doesn't particularly want to stay there. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I wouldn't want to stay there either.
You guys trying to make a break for it, John.
So what? Even as is. And if you added a LeVert, if you added a Dinwiddie, if you added some draft picks, if you added some maybe Joe Harris or whatever you do, are you really that much worse off? Are you though?
I mean, in the sense that your ceiling dramatically decreases, but you weren't winning a title anyway. So, I mean, you're worse off. But if it's championship or bust anyway, then are you?
Right. I mean, I think you got to dig. There's another hole you got to dig out. They've had the second best record in the league since Daryl or whatever, last 8-10 years, whatever the number is. They've been up there amongst the best. But you're talking about 30 year olds now. You're talking about a Westbrook that is certainly not the same player that he was. You're talking about chemistry issues with James every year, or at least once it hits 2 years with whatever star is with him. you're almost, I mean, honestly, you're almost better getting out of this thing.
I mean, look at the Rockets' trajectory. Unless you are the Spurs, and I guess and now in this case the Warriors, because they've been around a long time sticking together, this is kind of how it goes. You get a 4 or 5 year window when you shoot for a title, and then things just get broken up. I mean, there was some pushback when I brought this team up earlier some time ago, but you look at the Pacers when they were good. They had 3 or 4 years of trying, and they kept running up against the Heat. And at some point, things break down for whatever reason. Paul George said, I want it out. This, and David West got old. Roy Hibbert became a guy you couldn't play anymore. This is a little different because James is still in his prime. But you don't get 7, 8 years.
No.
You get that 4 or 5 years, and then it's over. Things just break apart now.
And it's breaking apart. Hey, what about if LaMarcus Aldridge goes to Golden State? Holy crap.
He's not the same player he was, but he's like, now the way he plays the game would be a problem because they'll bomb you out. They'll break every Rockets record in existence. Mostly just for 3 shot.
Yeah.
Do they have make records? They have some make records, right?
Who? Golden State?
The Rockets.
Oh, the Rockets make records?
Do they just have take records or do they have make records?
No, make number of threes. Yeah, they do. Plenty of them.
All right. Okay, not knowing what you know about James or anything else, just knowing that Morey's gone and just knowing that there's a new head coach, I give you an over-under for threes attempted in games down 15%. You're going to say it's going to be less than 15% down or
why? You do know that the Mavs made more threes.
I know, but you also don't know what's going to happen with James.
Right. Well, that's the whole.
James is the favorite
that's
to come back.
Factor. But if Dinwiddie and Joe Harris come, if Dinwiddie and Clavert and Harris come,
you would take under 15% change.
Yes, I think they'll still be way up there. That's Silas Ball. The Mavs were a 3-point. He was the offensive coordinator, and the Mavs were a 3-point shooting. They were fools. 3-point shooting fools. So no, I don't expect it to change at all. And I think that might be part of the reason why he's here is because, wow, we're just actually, maybe it'll be better. And actually, if you've got guys that can actually shoot a higher percentage, it might be much better.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just assuming if James leaves that it's going to be worse here. I'm not so sure that's the case.
What do you mean by worse? You mean
that you're not going to be as good?
I don't know who they'd have to get. I mean, I guess Steven Silas is a magician. And look, we've seen... And maybe we're just biased because of what we've seen and how the Rockets do things. I mean, there are different ways to find wins and be a good competitive team. But I don't see a future where you're getting equal value to James. And to be honest with you, you're not even if you got rid of Russ, you're getting far worse players. But you would hope you're getting less as far as money farther out. You're getting shorter term deals. The Rockets are going to be less talented if they make the trades. The question is, will they get better pieces to fit whatever system they want to run? Look, as much as you can talk about Steven Silas, he had Luka. The Rockets aren't bringing a Luka back.
Almost every star is either procured from another team via trade, their free agency buddies who decide to come to a team, or you draft them. Usually you draft them. That's the way it is. Dame Lillard, drafted, Luka drafted, Tim Duncan was drafted back in the day, Clay and Steph were drafted, they're drafted. You can't draft your next star unless you have draft picks, and you probably need to not be good.
All right, clean it up, the Mavs were 5th in 3-point attempts, they were 6th in 3-pointers made, and they were 9th in 3-point percentage. Utah's the best 3-point percentage team last year. Utah,
better than Miami?
Utah, Portland, Denver, Orlando, Indiana, Clippers.
As far as makes?
Percentage. Toronto, Houston, Dallas, Miami was 10th.
No, I thought your team was like number one in make
percentage.
Well,
Duncan Robinson was.
Yeah, but they that's kind of fell apart later in the year. They weren't as great later in the year as they were early. They were really, really good earlier in the year. As far as just the Rockets themselves, I mean, who is going to get open looks for people? That'll be the question if they make the trades. Because the NBA system, the NBA game is your ball creator, your your play creator is a guy who's going to draw attention, whether he gets the bucket or he draws people, and you're going to find open looks that way. The Rockets are going to have to find a primary initiator, no matter who they trade. Will they bring that type of guy back? I feel like it's unlikely. Not to the level that gets you the looks that Luka got in Dallas and for his teammates and what James got here.
Well,
it's going to be rough.
If you're trading with Brooklyn, guess who took more attempts than anybody in the league last year?
That was their system.
Are we Brooklyn was one. Dallas was two. Field goals made. Dallas was one.
Are we in the Cecil Cooper, Brad Mills, Bo Porter era of the Rockets now?
No.
It won't get that bad?
No. No, because you're going to get something in return for James.
Yeah, that's the big difference.
Yeah. If you have James, you're going to be good. And whatever you get, you're going to be good.
Well,
I don't know that
you'll
be good, but you might be like 10th. 10th in the West.
I think you'll still be, depending on the package.
You trade James to the Nets, which allegedly, what James wants, you could find a better deal another place. You can get a star back. If you trade him to the Nets, Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert ain't leading you to anything in the West. You're not going to be better. That's a trade that you only do it if you're trying to make James happy, which I don't think you should operate that way. I mean, as much as we talk about Ben Simmons not being the answer, he might be the best available player you're going to get for James.
No.
At 24 years old?
No.
He is. Who else?
No, don't want it.
Well, no. That's what we're talking about here. So when you think you're going to be just good, when Ben Simmons is the best you're going to get back, I don't think you're going to be as good.
I think you're better with a Joe Harris, Spencer Dinwiddie package than that.
I think those guys are threes. They're not even the third or fourth best player on a good team.
Well, they're because you've got two superstars.
No, but even the Nets team, you got to get
LeVert too.
That's fine, but the Nets team that had D'Angelo Russell as their best player, sure, they're a nice story, but then they finished like sixth in the East when those guys were by themselves, and the East was weak then.
Yeah, I don't compare it to that, though. I mean, that would be a nice package. LeVert, Dinwiddie, and Harris?
If one of those three is your best player, you're not making the playoffs.
No, but you got good players as opposed to just a great player.
You have good players.
Well, then maybe Russ is still here. Maybe Russ is still here dishing to those guys to knock down threes. No, I don't. I honestly don't think you're going to be that much worse off. I don't.
I think in the West, you are hoping to be the eighth seed.
Right now, you're pushing into sixth or seventh seed.
That's fine, but James is a guy who wins you 50 games a year. You bring those guys back and have Russ. I've seen Russ with that type of lineup. He won like 40 games in OKC. Even in an MVP year when he was at his best.
They had better players around him than he had there. They had no offense there. They had nothing there. These are better players. Let's take a break. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 945. Let's talk Craig Deserve.
Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. You looking for a Chevy Silverado pickup truck? I'm glad you are, because that's one of the vehicles that they have available for you. And I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of what my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC do on a regular basis in terms of, the offers they have, because I feel good telling you about a company that takes care of people like they're family members. I feel good about talking about a company that treats their employees like family members. It has low, 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 low turnover, but they also have great offers. And right now, one automaker that's designing SUVs around you and the way that you live is actually Buick. And if you take a look at Buick's SUV lineup, you're going to find innovation, premium amenities, and style. And right now, you'll find savings at Buick Enclave. This month, they're offering a $6,250 purchase allowance. This is a very sharp-looking vehicle with an amazing interior. Maybe you like the Buick Encore. It's a little smaller, but you can get a $4,250 purchase allowance on most models. See dealer for details. And you know my favorite dealer, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC, and Angleton. They are where you want to go. You can start shopping at LanceZCars.com. Let's talk SUVs, Buick SUVs. At the heart of every Buick SUV is you.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, then pick him up. Then get him. Then go out and get Joe Harris. 949 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Spencer's been waiting. He wants to get in here, talk about Deshaun's contract. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys, and I certainly don't disagree, but why is it such a bad thing that the Astros, why is it so bad that the Texans signed Deshaun to a three-year contract instead of five? I mean, I don't believe anything they do is a smart move, but why was it such a bad idea to do him to a three-year instead of five? All
right, well, thanks. Okay, because you are paying him top dollars, you lose out on your ability to gain leverage with the franchise tag. And the other thing is, a three-year deal, in essence, is basically giving really good money. For the amount he's getting is really, really good money, but you're just not quite sure about him. Now, Spencer, you might not quite be sure about him, but if you're the Texans, you need to take it. Look, the Dallas Cowboys don't want to give. They want a five-year deal for Dak. They understand this, and Dak doesn't want it, and they won't give him a four-year deal. I would rather have Deshaun on a four-year deal than three. But to me, yes, am I a little nervous that Deshaun's not going to be an elite quarterback? Yes, but I would rather have him on a five-year deal, because if he is, then guess how much he's going to cost you. They believe that the salary amount for a franchise quarterback will go up to $50 million within 4 years. Guess where Deshaun Watson will be up in about 4 years. So you're going to be back on the hook for a giant chunk of money. And every year that you can keep a salary number relatively reasonable, which it's obviously high end. He's one of the highest paid players in football, or he will be starting next year. That's important. It's important to do. So you don't want them to be able to get back out to the market. Here's another problem. It's important because on the heels of Laremy Tunsil getting a three-year deal, Deshaun does. So you've got your franchise left tackle and your franchise quarterback going to hit the market early at the same time. Do you know how much that's going to cost you? That's going to cost you probably 25. It's going to cost you another $75 million a year for those two. They're at about $60 million a year right now. It'll go up to about $75 million in about 4 years. That's terrible. If you did one for 3 years, you got to make sure the other one's 5 years. You can't allow the players to have control of every contract. You can't get the worst of every contract. You just can't.
Yes, you can. The Texans did it. You said you can't do it. Yes, they can. They did it. Congratulations. I don't know why. The 2020 election week, top relative searches on Pornhub. Any idea what Texas's top search on Pornhub was during election week?
No idea.
Sex-mex.
Sex-mex?
Yeah, I'd never heard of that before. Sex-mex.
I mean, I'm feeling it.
We heard
it.
Of Tex-mex, right, as a food.
Let's see what Sex-mex is.
I can't search
look
on
it
this.
Up, though.
I can't search on this computer.
I don't have the issues that you have.
So I can't read some of these, but like Utah, Mormon, their top porn.
Ooh, hot.
Sex-mex appears to be just
a sex with a Mexican girl, right?
It's just a Spanish. It's a site featuring Spanish language porn.
Oh, okay.
Wyoming.
Why can't?
It's fine, I guess.
What's Wyoming was pregnant.
No chance. Yeah. That's not who a whole state. You might have one or two freaks. You can't have a whole. And granted, there's not a lot of people.
But
in the
it
state.
Was the most searched in their state.
Yeah, but how can I can
now
see,
Wyoming? I don't know how many people were searching.
There's not a lot of people, but
maybe they like
there's
it.
There's no
there.
Way that's the most searched.
Well, that was.
Doesn't Kanye spend his time in Wyoming? So maybe
that's,
it was him.
Yeah, that's true.
Or is Tennessee is granny. I don't know. Dell might move to Tennessee.
No, nah, I don't need it on the internet when I have it just next door. Why do I need to search for
none
it?
None of this is accurate.
New York is foot job.
Well, we know
Lance,
one person who would move to New York.
Going.
Well, if we could combine that with Sex-Mex, maybe we got something.
South Dakota's wrestling. Nebraska's wife swap. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma's cheerleader.
Okay. Yeah. Oklahoma's the most sane of all these people. Whoever thought that would be said in 2020?
There's all kinds of
stuff. What's California?
Wisconsin is bondage. Weird people.
It's California avocado.
Is that what's his name? Stephen Avery? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody Brandon have Bassett? ASMR on their list?
No. So Alabama's big booty.
I searched up a porn that had something about the SmackDown.
No, stop doing that, please.
That's ASMR sucking noises.
Massachusetts is college.
Oh, sounds terrible.
North Dakota is pumpkin.
They're just clowning people now. Is California avocado?
California, no. California is swag.
Swag porn?
Swag is a porn. This doesn't make sense.
New Mexico is Fortnite.
Why would you search that on Pornhub?
I don't know why you're searching that on Pornhub. I don't know. There's some of them. Connecticut is wedgie. Who wants?
None of this is true.
No, it's true.
It's the same searches over.
Pornhub put it out there.
I'm not going to say what they are, but we all know. There's like the same five searches that are fighting it out in every state. That's it.
Teacher, MILF, and others.
Nothing's granny. Nothing's pumpkin.
Pregnant.
Pregnant. Pumpkin. Come on.
Right. There's some that have cream pie in it that you can't talk about. What's that? What's the matter with
that? Do you have to dump that?
I'm not even sure he could say that.
Hey, why not?
Fred and AJ
don't even know what that is.
I shotgunned a beer.
Don't worry about it. Although I'm not a beer shotgunner, but I drank a beer and something else at the happy hour thing the other day.
You did?
They used the D word. They didn't say D weed. AJ called somebody a D.
I think you can do that. You just can't talk about the
body. But I can't say coochie, but...
That's a body part. You can't say that.
So is the D word.
No, but they're calling. It's not a sexual term when you call someone.
All right,
a jerk.
John's being a coochie.
Stop it.
You don't. I just tested your theory, and you got.
You
super,
know you can't. Stop it. Stop playing around.
I'm calling somebody
Talk to Aaron. Apparently, he knows more than me about it.
Aaron Raybould.
Yeah, since we've had this talk before, and he's like, maybe you can say it. I'm not sure. Talk to him about it.
But all right, I'm going to officially I guarantee you AJ would say, yeah, say it.
Stop pressing the issue.
AJ would say, hold on.
Why can't you say coochie, coochie, coo?
That's different. That's a baby noise, I guess.
You're being a coochie, coochie, coo.
Lance is always being that.
Yep.
For the most part.
Oh, he's calling AJ.
Oh, this is great.
This is good radio. This is
AJ, you're on the radio with us right now.
Why didn't you have me call him?
Hold on, Dell. Okay. Hold on. Am I allowed to say coochie on the air?
Yes.
Okay. There it is.
Should he say
coochie, it? Coochie, 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 coochie,
coo. God, it's so... You're a child.
I can't wait to say coochie every hour now.
Pop
that coochie. You can say it.
Maybe you can't say that.
You can say pop that coochie. Mm-mm-mm. It's a song.
So what? Maybe you should.
So what?
Maybe you should go on NFL.com. So
done by Two Live Crew, who are big Miami fans.
So is whatever. F this. That's a song too. It doesn't mean you can say it.
Maybe you should go on NFL. Maybe next time you do Path of the Draft, you should do that.
The N word is said nonstop now on Saturday Night Live by Dave Chappelle.
Let me ask you a question.
He had like seven of them. He said in his monologue.
Let me ask you a question. Would you say the word at your other job?
Coochie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say
not it? On a. Like,
oh, why?
It just not.
You can
it
say it.
It doesn't come up during draft.
It
talk.
Doesn't come up during this show. You.
It doesn't
crowbar.
Come up during draft talk. No one's. I can't say has. Well, never mind.
When does it come
say,
up during normal
I was
conversation?
Say something that would have like instead of loose hips. Loose,
no, that's that. Bad. When does it come up during normal conversation?
No.
On this
it just
show,
did. It just did.
As we understand it, AJ, you were dropping a D word.
Yeah,
all
he
over.
Uses the D word.
You use the D word on your show when you're drinking alcohol. The D word.
He said you can say it. How can you say that, AJ? I agree, but how many words? We can't say the F word, right? You can't say the F word. You can't say the C
word. No. No.
But you can say the P word and the D word.
No,
but you can't say the C other C word.
No. Not if you're titillating. Not if you're as a sexual act, you can't say the P word. No.
How about he gets on a mic with
How about you get on a mic? No, whoa, wow. See, I'm done. Taking a break. Mr. Gow wants to take a break right here.
Well, maybe we need
Thank God
to
he's
talk
not on
to...
a microphone.
No, it's
this
actually
the blitz.
No,
okay,
it's actually the perfect
words around.
It's actually the perfect. It's actually the perfect spot here.
It is the perfect spot.
Who do we need to go to?
Oh, guess who HR is calling? Guess who HR will be calling in no time? It'll be AJ. HRP.net. If you have HR issues like AJ, all you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525. I was with the guys, with my colleague and Chris and Chad and all the guys over at the University of Houston game. They're big Cougs guys. And here's the deal is you, my friends, are going to love them. Here's the deal. This is the best time right now to call them. Get Kevin over there or Chad or any of the guys over there, and they can customize a plan for you, and you might be able to get this done before the new year, and the transition is seamless. As tax-wise, it's perfect. So if you're not completely satisfied with your HR and your payroll company, then use ours because they're the best. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is Heisman's Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.